Did you ever hear of using the liver and the lungs?
Oh yes, the liver was. But it used to be if you helped someone kill hogs, are they supposed to be nice and neighborly and give you a mess of fresh meat? Did they give you hog liver? You just felt like they let you down. And you know now, hog liver, oh, it's something special.
I see.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Did they use the lungs at all? The lungs and the heart? And,
yes.
Did they? How would they prepare that?
Well, the stew that, you know, the heart is kind of a tough, you know, a stringy, I'd call it, in the stew there.
Mm-hmm. Was that ever called a haslet or a harslet? Did you ever hear that word?
I can't quite think what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And,
And now people can get a hold of a coffee grinder, they call them coffee mill, and people just pay a fabulous price for it. There's Mr. Nylum up here at Lexington, I don't know if he's still got it or not, he has a second hand store, and he was also did a carrier for the Commercial Appeal Sunday paper, and we took it a long time. And I went in there one day and I spied a coffee mill, but I wanted to buy it. No, he said, he better keep it. He said, that might make me a little trade. So it was $10. Well, then now they're making replicas of the old pine coffee mill. I understand Mr. Graves up here at Lexington has several replicas of the old coffee mill. And there's not very many of them. I don't know what they... My mother had one, and my grandmother had one, and they just wore out. Then my mother had one that fastened to the wall. But it wore out too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, antiques, I said, I don't need them. But I said, there's one thing I'd love to have just for keepsake. I'm not going over it too much because I don't think I'll find it. And I said, that's coffee mill. And some said, that's what you call a coffee grinder. I said, yes, that's what you call it now. And we call it coffee mill. And he called me here not long ago on the phone, and he says, guess what Joyce has bought? That's my daughter-in-law. They moved to a better house. I thought, well, a new bedroom seat. So I said, well, I can't guess. He says, she's bought a coffee grinder. I says, you mean a replica? He says, no, I mean the real thing. He says, it's a genuine antique. I don't know whether she's bought it from me or not. He laughed and said, you might get something along about Christmas. And she may have it for me, because she heard me talking about it last summer.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
I think it would be fine.
That'd be a wonderful gift. You mentioned making a sausage. Would you tell me more about that?
Well, they had a meal, they called it, you know, and it fastened on the table. And you put the coffee and put something down under the, you know, you set a dishpan on a chair or something, you know, and grind and the meat would come out, you know, down in the dishpan, and then you season that with salt, black pepper, and sage, and made it up. And, well, you can can it, and sometimes they put it in sacks, but I think it molded some of it, but they can't cook it, you know, put it in jars and keep it like that.
Did you ever hear of liver pudding or liver sausage?
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I never made any. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the liver sausage. You just grind up the liver and like you make it seasoned like you would any of the rest of the pork.
Did you ever hear them use this word pudding for a kind of sausage, very fine ground sausage?
Well, I don't remember.
Never.
Maybe I have.
Never used it.
I don't remember.
Oh,
if I do.